Say, Zach, I wonder what's keeping Brandon. He promised to be here by 8 o'clock.
Well, I don't know, Sheriff. He's a plum hound for work. Lord knows when he got to bed last night. When I looked in his room this morning, he was gone. I reckon he'll be here, though, pretty soon.
I haven't seen Ace Cameron around today, have you?
No. I seen Miss Betty at the bank, but didn't get no chance to speak to her. You know, it was a funny thing, Sheriff. Ace Cameron letting her hang around last night and him knowing that the place was going to be held up.
Yeah. I've been thinking about that. Seems to me... wait a minute.
Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Hello, Larry.
Well, fits a fiddle, Brandon. Whoa, looks like you've been riding some.
Yeah, some. Yeah. I just got back from Cactus Flat.
Cactus Flat? Well, that's 30 miles from here. You mean you rode over there and back, and this time on one horse?
Oh, sure. Star don't mind 60 miles. He calls that a picnic.
Well, what on earth were you doing in Cactus Flat?
I had to send a telegram.
Send a telegram?
Yes, sir. And Cactus Flats is the nearest telegraph office, and I had to send a wire or something.
Well, don't be so dad hammered mysterious about it.
Well, I don't mean to be mysterious, Uncle Zach, only I'm not sure it's going to work. But if it does work, Mr. Black Ghost will stop ghosting for quite a spell. Anyhow, I won't tip my hand yet a while till I find out how my ace in the hole works out.
Well, what have you find out?
Well, I checked on H. Cameron's horse at the livery stable, and that black was rode plenty last night.
You sure of that, eh?
Not a chance for me to be mistaken. He was rode last night. Has anybody seen Ace Cameron today?
No.
No? Not me.
Well, he ain't been at the bank, and he ain't been at the Diamond Stud all day.
Well, he's got two or three mining claims up on Jupiter Creek. Maybe he rode up there today.
No, I checked up on that.
His daughter, Miss Betty, was in the bank a while ago.
Well, don't it look kind of funny that Ace hasn't showed up, Uncle Zach?
Well, not necessarily. He rides out in the hills pretty often.
Well, just the same, I'm paying him a visit at his home tonight.
Have you had a look at Cassidy's Canyon?
No, I ain't had time, Sheriff, but I'm going to go over inch by inch.
Well, I hope you have better luck than I did. I've rode over...
Oh, see who that is, Brandon.
Yeah, all right. Oh, good evening, Miss Betty. Come in.
Thank you. I've been looking for you all day, Mr. Haynes. Something terrible has happened.
Yeah?
You remember last night when the Black Ghost shot poor old Idaho?
Mm-hmm.
He rode by the door and shot several bullets into the saloon before he got away.
Well, I remember that all right. One of them dusted the tip of my nose as it went by.
Well, Dad had just stopped in the office behind the bar before the holdup, and the door was shut. And he didn't know a thing about the holdup until he heard the shooting. And just as the Black Ghost rode away, he threw open the door and a bullet went right through his arm.
His arm?
That's too bad, Miss Betty.
Which arm was it, Miss Betty?
His left arm, just above the elbow.
Mm-hmm. And, when did you find it out?
Well, I didn't know a thing about it until I got back last night.
Got back from,
where? From chasing the Black Ghost.
Oh, what?
Well,
you chased the Black Ghost?
You see, after you left, I jumped on the first horse I found at the hitch rack out in front and took out after you. But he was the slowest horse I ever rode in my life, and by the time I got to the mouth of the canyon, you all had disappeared, so I rode on back home.
Was your dad there then?
Why, no. He didn't come in till late. He said he had to saddle his horse with one hand and ride out to the Sneed place. You know, Mr. Sneed is a horse doctor, and that's the nearest thing to a doctor we have here. And, of course, Dad had to have his wound dressed.
Yes, of course. Uncle Zach, how about that new hat?
Well, looks like you might win it, son.
What on earth are you talking about?
Oh, nothing, Miss Betty. Only these two Jaspers had a bet on that Brandon's horse could catch the Black Ghost.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I'm just dying to know what happened out there, and nobody seems to know.
Well, they didn't stay long enough to find out, Miss Betty. where the Black Ghost has got them fellas buffaloed is just too bad.
Yes, sirree, Bob. The Black Ghost disappears in a puff of smoke, and then the posse disappears in a cloud of dust.
Tell me about it, Mr. Brandon.
Well, ain't very much to tell, but as he rode out of the canyon, I took a crack at him, and I hit him. And then he sprinted up and got out of range just about the time the sheriff and the posse come up. And then the posse found out on each side, and I tried to run him down. And he just brought out his bag of tricks and disappeared right off the face of the earth.
Oh, that must have been thrilling. I'd give anything to just be that one time.
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I didn't enjoy it like I thought I would. I was plumb scared.
Yeah, you acted scared all right. The way you went fanning through that puff of smoke trying to find him. That's a lot more than I'd have done.
Well, like I told you, Uncle Zach, curiosity's gonna be the death of me yet. You see, I hadn't ever seen a Black Ghost before, and when he just turned pale right in front of my eyes and faded into the moonlight, why, I got awful curious to see how it was done.
Well, you're living up to your reputation all right, Mr. Brandon.
Me? Why, I ain't got no reputation.
I mean the reputation of the Texans. I remember once before my mother died, she told me about the Texans. She called them soft-spoken and easy-going, and she even called them lazy. But above all, she said that they were modest.
Well, now, I call that a mighty fine compliment, Miss Betty. And though I ain't claiming no honors that-a-way, I do hail from Texas, and I've known some mighty fine boys down there.
Well, this is not catching the Black Ghost. What on earth are we going to do in Cameron City, and how on earth can he be caught if he disappears that way every time he's chased by a posse?
Well, now, don't you worry. We'll get him.
Sure, don't you worry your pretty head over the Black Ghost. Sooner or later, he's gonna make a mistake.
Yes, sir. And I'm thinking he's already made it.
What do you mean?
Well, he doesn't know that I had a high-powered rifle, figuring on the old-fashioned kind. And when he makes another mistake, it's liable to be his last one.
Mr. Haynes, do you think the Black Ghost can be some man living here in Cameron City?
Well, I don't know, Miss Betty. I've been trying to figure it out for a long time, as you know, but I'm at the end of my rope, and I know it. Every gold shipment that goes out is nabbed by this feller. Well, I remember last month we had some gold hid in a beer keg, about 5,000 in dust. And just two people knew where it was. That is, just two that we knew of. And that was your pa and me. Then we give it to the stage driver to take out. That was only three that knew it was being shipped. And doggone if he didn't stick up the stage in Jacob's Pass and get away with the dust. That was when he shot old Haynes.
Yes, I remember. Oh, how can a man be like that? Shoot people just because he can. I can't believe he's any of the men I know here in Cameron City.
But he is, though, Miss Betty. He's just gotta be. Hard to believe, I know, but this feller knows everything, and he works all by himself.
Well, I reckon about all we can do now is to wait till he throws another party and then fight out with him.
No, it just can't be done that way, Brandon. He can disappear at will. You know that, anywhere he wants to. Why, he just up and vanishes.
And that makes it tough, all right. Well, I've got an ace in the hole. Meantime, I'm going to keep my good ear to the ground.
Well, I'd better be going. I've got to see how Dad's getting along. He had a little fever this afternoon.
Could I walk home with you?
Well, I'll be glad of company, especially Texas company. Uncle Zach?
That's the talk, Miss Betty. Well, good night. And tell Ace I hope he's around in a few days.
Yeah, and if I can do anything, Miss Betty, you just let me know.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Well, so long, Uncle Zach. Good night, Jeff.
Good night.
Good night. Look out for them steps.
Oh, thanks. I declare you act like I'm a piece of glass.
Not glass. Diamond, maybe.
Texans must have immigrated from Ireland.
Yes, some of us did.
Mr. Brandon.
Larry's my name, Miss Betty, if you don't mind using it.
No, I don't mind. I like it. and you call me Betty.
Oh, gosh, ma'am, I couldn't, well, you want me to, Miss Betty?
Not Miss, just Betty.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Brandon, I started to say, you're keeping something from me. What is it? Just now when I told you Dad had been wounded, you all looked so funny.
Oh, now, you're just imagining things.
No, I'm not. You were so careful to ask about Dad's arm, whether it was the right or left.
Well, it would have been kind of hard on him if it'd been his right.
I know. But just the same, I think I understand. You shot this black ghost in the left arm, didn't you?
Well, yes, ma'am.
And Dad is shot in the left arm. And he didn't show up until late. Barry, you can't be thinking...
Oh, now, listen. Please, ma'am. Honest, I...
It just couldn't be he.
Well, sure it couldn't. There ain't a thing to worry about, Betty.
And Dad rode his horse last night.
Yes, ma'am, and a black horse. He was a road blender, too.
But he went to the doctor.
Yes, ma'am, that's what you told me. But, you know, Uncle Zach says your dad's the finest man he ever knew, and he says it just can't be.
No, of course not, but why did he stay out so late? Why wasn't he there during the holdup? If it could be, then, well, they'd have to arrest him.
Well, yes, ma'am, but we'll just cross that bridge when we get to it. I'm going on a little trip tomorrow before daylight, and I'm going to do some tall looking. Maybe I can find out for sure.
Larry, take me with you. Please do.
What? Take you along? A girl?
Larry, do you like me a little bit?
Well, you know I do. I like you a whole lot. Why, I reckon that I never even dreamed anybody could be like you. Except
who?
My mother.
That was sweet, Larry. I won't forget it ever. But I'm going with you. Don't you see? I've got to now.
Oh, but listen. Now, I'm going over to Cassidy's Canyon, and that's where the black ghost disappeared last night. He must be hiding now. I can't take it. Why, it might mean a fight. It might mean shooting.
I'll be waiting for you at daylight.
I tell you, I can't do it. Just ask me to do anything here for you. Anything, and I'll do it, but I can't take you. Doggone. Are you hurt?
No. No, there he goes. Look. Look around the back fence.
Get out of the way. Oh. Missed him. Oh. Doggone.
Who was it?
I don't know, but ain't that your house?